off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
It's really fun, but I'm a little wary of taking people up right now.
What do you do up there?
I do aerobatic maneuvers.
Do you really? Can you flip it? The plane. Can you flip the plane?
And we're all just passengers tonight.
You can? Woo!
And I got some tattoos.
And we're all just traveling through our lives.
You are a bad boy.
Oh, you have no idea.
We will reach our destination. So just hang on for the ride. Say a prayer and close your eyes. It's just a little turbulence.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. And we got Austin helping us out as well as we traverse the grounds here in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2026. I didn't even let Dennis get a word in edgewise talking to the coffee guy, but I'm juiced up. I'm ready to go.
Well, it's to be fair, it's coffee, and I really have no desire on coffee yet. It's Diet Coke or nothing for me.
Well, that may change that pitch.
Absolutely.
He's got it down. Josh got some cool stuff going on at Legendary Coffee. But we moved down the aisle just a tad, ran into our friends at Sheltair, who have FBOs all throughout Florida. What was it, Georgia and Texas, you say?
And Colorado, yes.
Colorado, right. So we've been to many Sheltairs over the years, and we have one right here in Orlando where we're based out of. But you guys are here at Sun and Fun doing what exactly, Priscilla?
Oh, we're having fun in the sun, but other than that, we're here to promote our 16 FBO locations, also hangar space, our newest one that just came online in Sarasota. And we're selling shirts for charity. $20 goes to the Commemorative Air Force, and
ACE,
which is the Aerospace Center for Excellence here at Sun and Fun.
Well, there you go. That's what this whole event's about.
Absolutely.
Supporting the other 360 days out of the year other than Sun and Fun, as Gene Conrad is proud to set up. I mean, that's what it funds, all these scholarship programs, kids' educational issues and things like that for folks in the area or around the world, for that matter, come here and learn about aviation or making it their career, and you're doing your part.
Absolutely. Supporting the past and the mentorship from those experienced people, but then also supporting the future. We want new aviators to come forward, and we want to make our industry thrive.
A little giving back. That's
exactly
what you guys do. Yeah, and you guys are family-owned, right, still, and you're doing things like that, which is obviously good for the industry. But when you mentioned, was it the Tampa location that just won an award or just opened?
Tampa won an award, AIN, on their FBO 2026 survey. So they're top 5%, I believe third place.
Yeah, so it's voted on by pilots, come in, visit, you take care of them, and they take care of you, kind of deal?
Absolutely, and that's what we try to do. We try to take care of them the best that we can, family first.
Family first. So what sets you apart when you come in there? You guys obviously are very friendly here in your booth. I came out and just started chatting with Priscilla. Priscilla, I saw the shirts that you had on display. That, by the way, cool design.
Thank you.
I mean, that looks like a pretty cool little Sun and Fun design you made up here for the event. But when you're that friendly, it's easy to strike up a conversation with a fellow aviation enthusiast.
Yes.
And is that the kind of vibe you get and you guys project when pilots come into Sheltair at the FBO there, or what?
Yeah, absolutely, 1,000%. So if the cookies and the coffee are not what make it, it's definitely the warm smiles and every one of us. It's a standard that we have across all of our FBOs, and it's why we say family first. It's not only family run, but we treat our customers like family, and that's the difference that you'll find at Sheltair versus a bigger FBO with, worldwide network. You're not going to have the wait time. It's going to be a response right away because we treat our customers like family.
How do you decide what coffee you put in an FBO like yours?
That's
a huge difference. When I come into those things, I'm like, wow, look at that. They got like French vanilla cappuccinos and everything.
You see, this is the difference between a pilot and Greg.
A passenger.
See, pilot's concerned about the facility charges and the fuel prices, and Greg's worried about the coffee.
Well, yeah, the coffee, the cookies. You mentioned the cookies. It's just part of the gig, right?
Absolutely. As a coffee connoisseur myself, we understand that we service two customers with jet fuel. Jet fuel for the pilots in the planes, but also coffee for the pilots in the planes, because right. they can't take off without their coffee.
That's right. See, Dennis, get with the program. He doesn't even drink coffee. How can he be a pilot and not drink coffee? I don't know.
A guilty person.
But you guys got Coke and stuff like that as well. So
he,
yeah, he picks that up. So you have 17 locations. I mean, still growing, may pick up another few, or I mean, what's on the horizon for Sheltair?
That's a good question. Yeah, let us know. And when you let us know what location we should open at, let us know what coffee flavor you like.
Yeah, French vanilla cappuccino. You know, that sounds kind of bougie, doesn't it?
Okay, got it.
I don't
it.
Look like that kind of guy. I'm much more manly, but I do drink it.
No worries. I'm not going to judge
you. No judgment? Awesome. Okay, see, no. that's what it goes down to. That's just good service of her crew. So you got that. And then as far as how people would be part of the network, they just pop into the airport, and if Sheltair is available, like I want to go to the Sheltair FBO, or is there a network thing like you can go to the website and sign up and get special benefits if you go to just Sheltair, or how's that work?
Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely go to our website, but we're also under AFFUEL. So if you have AFTRIP points or anything like that, we take that and we'll give you the service from Sheltair, but also make sure you get your points for AFTRIP.
Okay. Do you do that, Dennis?
I don't buy enough gas to get the points. Now, Austin, on the other hand, with the Lear,
he makes
bank off the points.
How does it? What do you get with your points there, Austin?
Well, it just money shows up in my account every so often because I put my little number down when I go to the FBO. It's magic, but I get money every so often.
It's just a little added value that you guys have offered at Sheltair. And what's your favorite little tchotchke that you guys have there when you get in? Is it the cookies, the coffee, or something else?
Something else.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
I am a big fan of the socks that you guys had at the Sheltair in Orlando.
And the water bottles.
The water bottles are also quite nice. Nice blue. But yeah, you guys are giving away a whole bunch of aviation-themed socks.
Yeah, there's a lot of freebies at our Sheltair locations. I am in love with the Sheltair shirts. They're super soft. I use them for everything. So yeah, that's a great one. And then other than the coffee and the cookies, like you mentioned, the socks, I think. Sheltair socks. We might patent that. Yeah.
Sheltair socks. What's special about the socks? I don't get it.
They're aviation themed. They've got little sayings and stuff on them. So it was, hey, fill out a survey, get a free pair of socks. Oh, you said free. You have my attention.
Yes. But yeah, he likes the underwear. He gets it.
The keychain.
Duluth Trading underwear. Yeah. It's an Air Venture, right? Yeah. So he's into that whole kind of thing. But what, the keychain, what?
We have these remove before flight keychains. We have the red ones, but then during Breast Cancer Month, we have these really cool pink ones. So they're a super big hit.
Well, I would imagine the shirts that you have for sale here to support Sun and Fun are going well. That's a great design. Talking about the 250, red, white, and blue. You know, 52, the whole thing, you got it dated and everything. So, and you got a little pinup girl or we can do it kind of a thing
Rosie
going on there.
Rosie the Riveter, yes.
Rosie, right, is on the shirt. Who designed that? That looks like a pretty good design, like someone put a lot of thought into that. Was that you?
Oh, thank you so much. It was a collaboration with Sparrow Graphics.
See, the difference between you and me, I would have taken full credit.
Oh, no, we're honest here at Sheltair.
Okay, well, once again, another differentiation between me and them. Keep up the great work.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.